think we're ready to begin. Right. My name's Adam Gizzard. We're here because of Real Reaction. We have in the group.
Oh, Ebenezer Ademisore. Would you like me to spell it?
Yeah, go for it, man.
N-E-Z.
N-E-Z.
E-R.
Ebenezer, and your role is?
I'm the marketing expert.
Next we have
Tarek Rahman, T-A-R-I-K.
And your role in this is?
It's industrial design.
And lastly we have
David Barker.
And your user is? Right. This is the agenda for today's meeting. The opening, acquaintance, co-training, project plan, discussion, and closing. We already got to the opening and partially to acquaintance. So, the reason we're here, we're going to design a new remote control, as you probably all know. The very broad overview is original, trendy, and user-friendly. Of course, we'll have to go into a bit more detail than that, but personally, I think that the original is going to be a very key aspect to this design. There's a lot of remote controls out there anyway, so we're going to need something that's really going to set apart. This is how today seems to be going to work in the three key phases, as you've probably already been told, the functional architecture and the detailed design. First one's going to be covering the user requirements spec, technical functions, working design. Second seems to be conceptual components, properties, materials. And the last one is a detailed analysis of our design so far. Of course, you've all got the similar emails, I believe. What can I say? Ebenezer, do you want to have a, do you want to draw your favourite animal?
Sure. Whiteboard. Okay, I'm gonna make this quick since we don't have much time. Okay, so it's not the best picture in the world. Here we have an elephant. First point, begins with an E, same like Ebenezer. Also, elephants have a very good memory, much like myself. And I can't remember back when I used to live in Nigeria, but I think I used to have a pet elephant. So elephants are big, strong, and gentle, and they have great memories. And it began with the letter E, just like Ebenezer. Thank you.
Aaron, would you like to have a shot at the party?
Thank you.
You should also have your helm icon as well.
Does it? Oh, that's good. We can click them on. Okay. Yeah, there was this microphone as well that you. Just somewhere.
It's just across there.
I think so.
Yeah, I'll follow you.
There you go.
I thought it would stick it in my pocket for now. I wouldn't worry too much. Show the Grinch.
Destroying your ass. Here we have the tiger. I always love tigers. They're biggest cats. I did a project on cats of the wild when I was a kid, and it was my favorite cat just because it looks the best. The stripes, orange. My dad used to talk about it. He's from Bangladesh, so he used to tell me about them when I was a kid. And they're just the most feared of animals in the wild. So.
Somewhat oblique reference, in fact, to I have a three-year-old daughter who is affectionately known as Miss Monkey. Monkeys have attitude, which I think is a good thing. And from the point of view of the study of human evolution, they and other primates are terribly interesting. This one seems to have perhaps more attitude than most. call the best drawing in the world, but it'll do for now. Also not quite as feared as your average tiger, but cats are one of my favourite animals. They're very independent, they're snotty as hell at the best of times, and what can you say, you've got all of those qualities in an animal. I think we've all managed to massively whiteboard there by the looks of it. So, after project finance, as you can see, 4.5 euros per unit. It's not a terrible lot as far as I'm aware. And we're hoping to sell them for 25. If we're aiming for 50 million euros, we're going to have to be selling an awful lot of them.
Ooh, that was profit aim. That wasn't amount sold, that's the amount made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 50 million, and if you're making 4.5 euros in each one, then
yeah,
awful lot need to be sold. Okay, now we better actually just get on with the meat of the project. So, I'm going to guess that we've all used remote controls. Any ideas of where you think a new remote control could go into this market?
One thing I'm aware of is that there's a very high price end of the market. There's an emerging market for like touch screen LCD remotes that can be programmed in much more sophisticated ways than sort of conventional models. So you get you can redesign the interface to your own needs. You can program in macros, and you get a much greater degree of that. When you get sort of 3.5 modules, but you can get integration between the different the different things that it's designed to control to a much greater extent. You can have one macro to turn the TV to the right channel, get the rewind the tape of the VCR and get it to play once it's rewired, for instance.
Okay.
It occurs to me that would be a niche for a remote that aimed towards some of that sort of functionality, but using a conventional push button design, and therefore putting it into a much lower price.
Okay, yeah, that's true. With the price range we're looking at, going for a touchscreen would probably be
absolutely prohibitive. Yeah.
But you think, again, something to control multiple units in a simple fashion?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you get ones that you can switch between multiple units, but something that could operate between multiple units in a more integrated fashion. So there's an idea of something into which you could have some, at least limited facility for running macros.
So did the idea something along the lines of one on button would turn on, say, the video recorder, the TV, maybe the sound system as well, on one go?
For instance, you press the play button for the DVD player and turns the TV on onto the right channel as well.
Okay, that sounds like a good strong idea. Any takes on this?
Well, I've noticed that gaming is becoming quite popular with television. When I was younger, we used to play games using a cable, cable providers. But our remote controllers get worn out really easily, and the remote control is not a great kind of keypad for playing games. So perhaps one that was more specialized for game playing or interactive television. They recently brought out this new remote control for people to sit their favorite channels or to record things. Instead of people entering in what time things start, you simply slide a bar to say what time it begins and slide another bar to say what time it ends. You know, that's...
Yeah, I've seen the barcode design before, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken out the... You don't have to be really clever to use a remote control. And I think for gaming, you know, you want some big buttons for up, down, left and right, and shoot, you know. You want to be able to change angles in interactive television, so you need buttons to change the television angle, the camera angles and stuff like that.
Okay, well, we're beginning to run out of time now, so
yeah.
We've got a couple of ideas. We can we'll have to work fast. As you can see, we've got 30 minutes until the next meeting, so we'll have to try and decide on some of the basic functionality, how the user interface might work. That'll be a key aspect, especially of the idea of some kind of macro facility, because if you program it, you have to have a lot of response back, or at least some kind. And we're going to maybe try and have to figure out
what the user wants.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Has anybody got anything they'd like to add at this stage? Anything you think that might have been missed so far?
Well, when you talk about a game and stuff, do you think they should have some sort of stick on it rather than
Okay, that's it.
Like, control that here, okay. So
mm-hmm.
Or is that a bit ridiculous?
I don't see why not. Almost everybody's probably used to a console by now, and all of them incorporate small D-pads in them. In fact, even the mobile phones these days are good enough to use them as well. So it's probably an interface that most people are used to. And that could allow easy navigation, use it as a joystick as well.
Fits as comfortably as possible into the hand. Of course, it also allows for the possibility of another slightly unconventional or attractive shape for it overall.
So, small, stylish,
mm-hmm.
and something that's
so
just a little bit different.
Slightly sort of biomorphic and probably, which it would need to be sort of conformed to the shape of the hand.
Okay. That's definitely something that we should be able to do quite easily. I would have hoped so anyway. Right. I'd say when we finish this one up to get started, I'll write up what we've kind of quickly done. I'll get that out to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay.
I think the giant nuggets. Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, we leave microphones here, unless we're told otherwise.